song Bird Bumper Music Friday. Carly Simon, of course, with one of her classics right there. All right, time to go to the Mayor Michael Bloomberg on his way down to Washington, D.C. Mr. Mayor, hello and good morning.
Good morning, John, and let's start out by the most important thing this weekend.
And that is the
Giants.
Now, Joe Bartlett was questioning, or I guess it was maybe yesterday, because he has this routine where he wears certain things. Do you have an Eli Manning jersey that you sit and watch in?
I do not, but I made sure this morning to have a blue tie and a blue shirt. And in my speech in Washington, you can mention, you'll be sure I will mention Big Blue.
Absolutely so, and you've got a little bet going on with the mayor of San Francisco.
Well, I mean, we're going to enjoy the sourdough bread.
Yes.
I think that's going to be good, and it will be nice to see one of the streetcars out there, one of the cable cars dressed in blue, covered with those giant signs. We should enjoy that.
Your reaction to Governor Christie's suggestion that the celebration, if there is such, would be in New Jersey?
I'm sympathetic with the governor because these two teams, we always say New York, and they do play in New Jersey. The bottom line, they are regional teams, and, you know, you'll have sports fans on both sides go crazy. How can you say that? But come on, the fans come from both places. The teams had played in New York, now they play in New Jersey. It's all one big region, and I'm just pleased that the governor cares and wants to do it. And when they win, I don't want to jinx it, but you can rest assured we'll work out something.
All right, you're headed down to the U.S. Conference of Mayors, the 80th time that they've been meeting down there, and you're speaking on a number of things, gay marriage one, and also educational reform.
Most important, the gay marriage thing is actually a little bit earlier, but to the Conference of Mayors, it's about education reform. Every city has the same problem, that our kids aren't getting enough education to compete in the world that we are in or going into, and every city's got the same budgetary problems. You have a limited amount of resources to work on the problem. But we are making a lot of progress. I think you just read the papers and you have to have a smile on your face. Governor Cuomo has really taken on education, and that is so important because so much of what we in the city do is determined by what Albany lets us do. So the fact that the governor understands the issue and has said this is a big priority and he's focused on it and talks about it every day, really deserves a lot of thank you, Gov.
All right. I spoke with Michael Mulgrew earlier this week, president of UFT, and he said the city was the one that walked away from the negotiations over this evaluation process a couple of Fridays ago.
Well, I think what I'm told, and I wasn't at the meeting, they both looked each other across the aisle, across the table, both sides, and said, we're not getting anything done. We're not making any progress. Let's go home today. Why drag it out another day? We can pick this up next week. And in fact, you can rest assured everybody is still talking. John, nobody's going to walk away, neither the city nor the union, from our responsibility to improve education. Both sides have a lot in common, and in some senses more in common than they disagree on, but we still have some things that we just cannot live with, and we've got to find a ways to assuage the fears of the union, but to stick to the core principles that the city runs the school system, the city decides who is in the classroom, that if we have teachers that aren't at the quality level that we want, that we give them the help that they need, and then if they improve, that's great because we have a big investment in them, but if they don't, that we just can't leave them in front of the kids. The kids are the most important thing.
I know that you are, I think, on board with Governor Cuomo on pension reform because it's something you've been pressing for a number of years. Your reaction to Speaker Silver kind of throwing a speed bump on that?
Well, I don't know. Everybody's going to negotiate, and the governor has to deal with the Albany legislature, and I've said to him I do everything I can to help. But pension reform is an Albany issue. Everybody knows where the city stands. Albany's got to change the law. What we have here is an awful lot of times that Albany votes pension benefits for city workers and for the rest of the state's workers and municipal workers as well, but I care about the city. They vote benefits for the city workers, and the city has to pay. Now, I don't necessarily think that what they vote is wrong. I do think it should be part of the negotiations between the city and its municipal unions. We should not have the port of the state involved, particularly since we've got to pay, but it is what it is. And there's a state constitutional provision that prevents even the state legislature from taking away any benefits that they grant. So what we're talking about here is not for all of the municipal workers across New York State. We're talking about people who will be hired someday down the road. And so the savings are not right now. The savings are 10 and 20 years from now. And that's one of the reasons this is hard, because everybody says, oh, well, let's not fight it now. We have plenty of time to fight it. But if you don't do it now, you're not going to get the savings. And if we'd done this 10 or 20 years ago, we'd be getting the savings now. If we don't do it now, we're going to get it, we're not going to get it 10 or 20 years from now. But the pension system is something that we cannot afford to continue. It is, for most of the health care benefits, they're defined benefit plans when all the private sector has gone to defined contribution plans. And I've said this 1,000 times, those who are currently working for New York City deserve the pensions that we offered when they joined, but we don't have an obligation to offer the same deal to people that we have yet to hire. If the deal isn't as good down the road, they don't have to come to work for us. Although I think that even a Tier 5, in our case, another level of pension benefits less costly to the city, is still, compared to what you can get in the private sector, pretty good. Damn good is a fair way to phrase it, and that these jobs are great jobs. You get a chance to change the world working for the city. You get a chance to have compensation that we've raised along with inflation, and in case of teachers, double or triple the rate of inflation. And it's a great chance. They are great jobs. So I think even with a lower pension benefits for new workers, we won't have any problems in filling our needs in terms of finding employees. But we just can't keep going with what we're doing. It's going to bankrupt us. New York City's pension costs were $1.5 billion annually when I came into office, and here it is 10 years later, and they're $8.5 billion, $7 billion more every year out of the taxpayers' pockets. And that could go, if you didn't have that $7 billion, you could either reduce taxes or pay your city employees more or do more things. You know, we can argue about what we do with the money if we have it, but we don't have it. And so we need to get Albany to come together. And I haven't talked to Shelley Silver about it, but he understands the issue, and we've got to work together, and I'll do anything I can to support the governor. Governor Cuomo's taken this one on, too, and he deserves a lot of credit for it.
Mr. Mayor, I know that the living wage bill is something you don't think is a very good idea. City Council thinks otherwise. It's somewhat controversial, yet it was, I think, either this week or last week when you gave your evaluation of the city. You talked about increasing the minimum wage. Is that sort of a step towards?
No, I don't know that's a step towards. One of the issues, really, is or two issues when you talk about things like the minimum wage. One is the competitive issue. If it's cheaper to do things elsewhere, companies will move, and they'll move the jobs with them. And two, there is the absolute level of them, because if the workers don't generate enough revenue to cover their expenses, companies won't have them. And so at minimum wages, if you raise it, or living wage, you're going to have young people not be able to get jobs or lose jobs they already have. If we are much more expensive than surrounding parts of the country, jobs will move. Now, our minimum wage in the city is the same as the federal minimum wage. Massachusetts and Connecticut on one side of us are higher, and conventional wisdom is New Jersey will use us as cover to raise theirs. So I don't think we get hurt from a competitive point of view. We are worried make sure that kids who lose their jobs, we can help them, and so we're ramping up that. But I did think that Shelley Silver was right, a minimum wage, a small raise is appropriate. Once you start getting into picking who minimum wages apply to.
Then you've got something very different, and it's
the trouble is, well, we'll have, if somebody's in a building where the city or the state gave money to help build the building, well, it just raises the costs, and you either have to give them more or they won't build. You just cannot replace the private sector with public sector saying, well, we want people to get more. We don't want to pay for it. Let's make somebody else pay for it. In the end, we all pay for it.
I understand it, and I also understand that you've got an agenda here, a time frame to keep to, and I'll let you go and get yourself down to Washington.
John, thank you very much, and go Giants.
All right, you got it. We'll see you next Friday, Mr. Mayor.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Thank you very much, and goodbye.